The state's largest substance abuse treatment center will close its doors by the end of August and attempt to find placements for about 250 patients who are being treated with Suboxone for their opiate addiction. Officials with Mercy Recovery Center say the decision, made public late this afternoon, is the result of decreasing insurance coverage and declining Medicaid reimbursement rates. Susan Sharon reports.
The announcement comes at a time when deaths from heroin and other opiates are at an all-time high, and when the LePage administration is proposing to eliminate MainCare coverage for methadone. Methadone and Suboxone are considered the best options for treating opiate addiction.
We're doing a programmatic change in that we're not going to have a dedicated addiction clinic. So we are changing the scope and scale of our addiction programs for the communities that we serve.
Dr. Scott Rusk is the vice president and chief medical officer for Mercy Hospital, which runs the Mercy Recovery Center in Westbrook. Rusk says an inpatient treatment program will be moved from Westbrook to Portland, along with several group therapy programs. But as of August 30th, the freestanding addiction medicine clinic will be gone. Rusk says that affects about 90 staff members, about half of whom he hopes can be reassigned. It also affects about 250 Suboxone patients.
It's very sad, and it's hugely, I can't tell you how upset everybody is. And, you know, we've been struggling for many years with trying to maintain a sustainable program up there. But at this point, we are seeing accelerated reimbursement loss from everybody, such that we've been in the red for so long, we just financially can no longer support subsidizing the program.
It's a tragedy for patients. It's really sad for staff. More so, what a loss to the state. Oh, my goodness.
Addiction specialist Dr. Mark Publicker has worked at the Recovery Center for the past 11 years. He says the lack of insurance coverage for patients, the LePage administration's decision to eliminate coverage for certain categories of patients last year, and the repeated cuts to providers' reimbursement rates have all contributed to an unsustainable model of treatment. He's worried about finding alternative Suboxone treatment for his patients. Many treatment providers have stopped offering the service in Maine.
Now, I saw patients this morning I have been taking care of for years who have done fantastically. Now I got to call them up. Got to say, sorry, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to accommodate them as best I can.
Dr. Rusk says some Suboxone patients may be able to find support and treatment with their primary care physicians, but only those who have been trained and specially certified to provide Suboxone treatment. Jim Cohen, an attorney who represents a coalition of methadone providers in Maine, says the loss of Mercy Recovery Center is concerning. He says it's unclear whether some of the methadone clinics could also take on some of Mercy's patients.
The ability for methadone clinics to provide services to these patients will depend in large part on whether patients have Medicaid coverage or other insurance coverage or are able to provide private pay, and we would be concerned about the possibility of patients not having access to treatment.
Cohen says methadone providers do understand and sympathize with the difficult situation Mercy is facing, given the increasing cuts to services available for patients. To that point, Dr. Rusk says the decision to close Mercy Recovery Center is not something Mercy wants to do. Instead, he says it's something the hospital absolutely needs to do. A call to the Maine Office of Substance Abuse seeking comment for this story was not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.